I had, like, to say one thing, I'd just say, like, be more disciplined. Put down, like, the phone and stuff. Go outside. Get shots up. If you want to be great, that's the stuff you got to do. So my inspiration is definitely my mom and my dad. But if I had to choose one, I'd probably be my dad. Because he just worked hard, like, all his life. And he's, like, worked hard to give me, my mom, my brother, like, the best life we can have. People usually sleep on me. Like, they see a skinny white kid come in. And they'd be like, oh, he's, like, light work. But then I just shoot the lights out of the gym, and I leave with the win.
We're here with the number one school shooter in all of Helms College. All right, it's you, bro.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Ships Across the Border. My name is Max. I'm here with Chris. And today we have on Lefty shoots like Lonzo Ball, but it's straight chicken. Straight chicken. Got two Hall of Fame badges, corner specialist. And Hall of Fame school threat.
That's Declan crazy.
Lynch. It's like croutons in a soup.
Don't turn down any opportunity, whether it's a camp, a clinic, because you never know literally who's watching.
Make your own decision and stick with them and know they're the right decisions, right? And even if they aren't right, don't regret them.
He didn't know creatine existed.
So he got him some creatine and he's like, oh, yeah, lift heavy weight.
Ship across the border.
I ship across the border.
Ship across the border, man.
Welcome back to Ship Across the Border.
The last
non-practice player to set foot on the Ship Across the Border podcast.
Was it everybody else?
Yeah, I think so. You are the last of the Crusades, my friend.
I'm honored.
Finally. Originally, I said I didn't want to do it.
You said you didn't want to do this?
No, I said originally. Originally.
Oh,
no, we haven't had JC yet. That's who it was.
We haven't had on JC. What the fuck?
JC said after the season.
Okay.
So JC.
Why didn't you want to do it, my friend? Why is everyone scared of the podcast?
I don't know. Just out of my comfort zone a little bit.
Okay.
Sure.
I want to go back. I want to quickly, not quickly, but like I want to go. So how did you start playing basketball? I want to go back.
Do you need Wi-Fi for this?
No. Exit. We're good. We're good to go. We're good. We're vibes. I want to know childhood traumas. I want to know all of the good stuff. How did we begin playing basketball?
So I started out playing a bunch of different sports. Like I played baseball when I was younger, soccer, mm-hmm. and basketball. But basketball just like stuck. I found out I was like the best at basketball. I had the
naturally
best,
gifted.
The best shot at being great at basketball. Okay. So I picked that one. And then a bunch of years of work being slept on mm-hmm. got me to where I am now.
So like what age did you start playing?
Probably like fifth grade, whatever year mm-hmm. that is.
And you said you were naturally gifted.
No, I'm not naturally gifted.
At all.
I wasn't that good. I got better as I kept working.
Mm-hmm. What did you do to get better? Like you doing extra stuff on the driveway or like just going
to getting up shots in the driveway, getting up moves, getting better.
You said your dad hooped too. Like in high school.
Yeah.
Was he, you said he wasn't very good.
Nah.
So like in the driveway one-on-ones, is he trying to teach you things or like?
He rebounds for me. I had a bunch of trainers growing up. So mm-hmm. they would teach me stuff, and then he'd just rebound me while I went through the...
You had trainers from, like, fifth grade, like, early?
No, like, middle school.
Okay.
Middle school started.
So, like, when you're in the driveway shooting around and stuff, is your dad trying to push you to, like, pursue a certain path in basketball, or are you at that point you're just having fun?
I'm just having fun getting shots up.
Mm-hmm. So at what point do you start taking it serious? When you get the trainers?
Well, yeah, at training I take it all serious, and then get up, like, 100 makes a day from each spot.
Mm-hmm. Is that great?
Like, you have, like, a full court at home?
No, just a half court in the driveway.
Mm-hmm. So like you said grade 8 you had trainers?
Yeah.
So like what are they teaching you at that age? Because I never had trainers.
Right. If y'all don't know Declan, Declan is a shooter, pure green. pure green. Mm-hmm. Declan is a catch and shoot machine, mm-hmm. and that's like his main role. So did your trainers kind of define you a role early, I think is what he's trying to say, or were you kind of working on everything and shooting's what stuck?
So... I could shoot the ball really well, so they wanted to, like, develop other parts of my game. So they wanted, like, the dribbling, the getting to the rim, the moves to get my shot off. They wanted to develop that more.
That step back, that.
Than the shot.
step back to the right side.
Yeah.
Because, like, I grew up in a small town. I don't think I had a trainer until I was, like, 18. So, like, I never got that experience of, like, having someone teach me that shit at, like, a young age. So, like, I'm wondering, like, how did they – Did they influence you to end up playing college basketball? Was that like a goal at that age?
Not when I was young, but as I started working harder and got like more into my high school years, mm-hmm. like my junior, senior year, I realized that it was a goal that was attainable. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to keep working to get attain the goal. Mm-hmm.
So then you step into grade 9, freshman year. Are we frying at this point?
Yeah, I'm on freshman team, so frying.
Frying isn't like how many points you're averaging. What like is the game by game?
14 a game, probably. Mm-hmm.
And like on your high school team, what was your role?
Freshman team is they have in America. It's just grade 9s. Mm-hmm.
So what was your role on that team?
It was more like a shooting guard leader type mm-hmm. because like our freshman team, we weren't like that developed yet. So it was like me and another kid were like the main two guys, mm-hmm. but we all like everyone had their role. So the team was really ended up being really good.
Mm-hmm. And then grade 10?
I was on JV, but I was a varsity swing.
What is that?
You play the JV game, but then you suit up for varsity, but you might not get minutes. Okay. It really depends. Mm.
Did you play, how many points you averaged that year?
Like 14 again, probably.
Mm-hmm. And you're still pure shooter slashing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And then going into grade 11, how was that year?
Came off the bench. It was a little rough because I felt like I should have been playing more, but like my coaches had me defined as a shooter. So it'd be like run down, go to the corner, and just like if you get the ball, shoot it pretty much.
Were your minutes like less because you were competing with someone else for the same spot?
Yeah, my grade was like very stacked pretty much. We had a lot.
You said he had 11 seniors graduated senior class.
Really?
Yeah, we had a lot of guys who were like competing for roles for mm-hmm. the spot. So like you had to really set yourself apart with different like.
And I'm assuming that sort of fired you up coming to grade 12 to be like the best version of yourself and like get those minutes.
Yeah, over the summer in a summer league and fall league, I really started like try to separate myself from the other guys. Mm-hmm. So I was doing really well. So I earned myself the starting spot my senior year.
Were you playing AAU throughout this time too?
Yeah, I was. I was playing AAU in the summer.
When did you start AAU?
I started like probably like my eighth grade, but then I took a lot of years off. I didn't play until like my senior year.
Did you play with anybody who's like here? I know you made on us, but like Addy and Mike played together in AAU and shit. Have you played like with anyone on the team or with maybe anyone we played against?
I didn't play with anyone. I played against Austin for 2 years, my junior and senior year. I played against...
Oh, in high school, yeah. I remember talking about that.
I played against Adam in a summer league and fall league, and I played against RJ in a summer league.
Did you win all of those games? Did you fry them?
Yeah, we won those games.
Your high school team was pretty good, right?
Yeah, we were 20-5, and we went to the Mohegan State Championship. But lost by 8.
So yeah.
Bloomfield.
Mohegan is... What is that?
Mohegan Sun.
What is it?
It's casino. Like, it's Mohegan Sun Resort and Casino.
Oh, okay.
The WNBA team plays.
Okay. That's the biggest division in Connecticut. You're in like a Class A or whatever the biggest is.
We're in Division 4.
Oh, so a smaller school.
Yeah, smaller school division. Mm-hmm.
I thought you went to a big. So you had a freshman team at your Division 4 school. Is that common for like division for smaller schools?
It was common because our like class of 2022 had a lot of basketball players for like all the schools. But like as the years have gone on, like it's gotten smaller and smaller. But.
So grade 12 year. What point did you decide? Like you said, grade 10, you wanted to be a college basketball player. Like you're like, I think I can do this.
Yeah.
How did you end up in grade 12? Did you end up start reaching out to coaches? Are you talking to your coach to go, I want to do this? Like, how did that process sort of start?
So my dad took over like emailing coaches and stuff. So he would send out like emails to a lot of coaches and stuff. Mm-hmm. I went to a bunch of camps and stuff to try and like make myself known.
What camps you go to?
I went to an AIC camp and I went to a J. Bill skills camp in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
And if you had to estimate, how many coaches do you think you reached out to overall?
It had to have been like probably 15.
And how many got back to you?
I think like 13 probably.
13 so
I,
got back to you.
So I visited a bunch of the college, like NEC, the team we played, I visited them.
Mm-hmm. They offered you?
He said they wouldn't cut me if I went out there because New Hampshire is a long way away. Mm-hmm. So I would have been like in a role I was my freshman year at Elms.
Mm-hmm. So you went to NEC, is there any other teams in the conference that you went to?
No.
No? So is there any that we would know?
Westfield State. I went to Westfield State.
Westfield State?
Westfield.
We went to Westfield State and had
that's
a...
That's there. They offered you too, Westfield State?
No.
That's a dope school. We went there to do some business.
Maybe you have to censor this, but...
Yeah, we went there to do some business. And
not drug dealing, but like just...
We're going to cut that. And then we went to the calf there, and their calf's fucking insane.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
So you went to, so wait, no one else, NEC said they wouldn't cut you. No one else offered you? No. No, so Elms is the only one that came back, was like, yo, we want you.
As yeah, coach, so coach, he went to every one of my high school games, and Southall came out to one. So
did you go buck when Southall came out? Did you go did you go crazy when they came out?
I had a good game that game, I think.
So he reached out to you saying, we want you here, or what kind of, what was that like?
It was kind of like, yeah, like we see, like you can shoot the ball really well, and that's like a piece that we need in the program. So I ended up deciding to come here. I was just going to work my
ass. What were the other deciding factors that obviously was your only offer, but like, were you contemplating like, maybe I just don't want to do this college basketball shit, or?
So I wanted to be close to home because I live like a half hour away from here. So I wanted to be close to home so I could stay like connected to my family. And like, I wanted to like try and make it like my own name, like be the first one to like play a sport in college type.
Did you have any concept of what it would be like to be on a college basketball team at that point? Like, had you played college basketball players? Have you been to practice? Have you seen that kind of environment yet at this point?
I've been to a few practices and watched a few games. So I like
the Elms team.
I watched one of the games through like online because it was like COVID year. But I went to the Westfield State practice. I went to one of them. So I like saw how it would be like to play at the next level.
And when you came here and you ended up on the, like there were still 40 people in that tryout, right? Like there was still like the whole tryout process and everything. Did that shock you? You're like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to do this. Like, did that fuck with you?
It was just like a shock that there were so many people that were like, because you feel like if you get offered or if like they tell you to come out, like you're going to be like one of the guys on the team.
As long as cool as it is like that.
I mean, Madai was basically like that. You had...
There was tryouts at Madai too.
There was two dudes trying to walk along. One of them didn't even show up.
That was because there was only two other people who wanted to come play. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Coach Hack expected anyone to like not be on the team. Like, I'm pretty sure...
Queasy tried up. You knew that.
Yeah, that... Yeah.
Queasy.
But so when you came into that tryout, were you mentally prepared to like go through this process of like trying out and seeing all these dudes and everything? And like, was it fucking with you?
I felt like I knew my strengths. So I wanted to like play into those, but I also wanted to like show that I could play defense. I'm a little bit of a weaker defender. So I wanted to like show that even though I'm like a smaller kid, like size wise, that I can still like play with the rest of these guys.
Did you have any expectations coming in? Like what kind of role you might have at this level?
I didn't think I was going to be in the practice player role. I thought I would be on the team. But when he told me I was going to be the practice player role, I sort of like used it as a way to like keep with the team and like keep working, showing the coaches that I was putting in the work for next year. So I was like looking ahead, trying to make the players on the team better.
And you didn't get a jersey last year, right?
No.
So mentally, when that's going through your head, like, does that make you lose motivation or gain motivation when you have that kind of shit happen to you?
I feel like it made me lose a little bit of motivation, but it also like kept me hungry because I wanted to, my goal was to play, to get on the court. So my dad kept like pushing me and stuff because my family knew that I could be better. So they kept pushing me over the summer to be better. So I felt like I made a pretty big leap from my freshman year to my sophomore year.
Over the course of that year where you were watching the team play, do you feel like you could have had an impact on the court?
I feel like I could have contributed, but I also felt like I wasn't completely ready to play in the games. But now I've been around the team for a while. I know how it is. So I feel like now I could, because I've gotten my shot better. It's quicker. I've improved my speed, my defense a little bit. I feel like it's just my size that's still a little bit of a factor.
So when you say you weren't ready, you think it was like not only the speed of the game, but your shot? You don't think you could have got it off at that point?
It wasn't as fast as it is now. Like now it's way faster and I can shoot from like anywhere.
So it says Max, now that you're fucking 30 for 36 in practice.
Yeah. I had to get more consistent because I was still a good shooter, but I wasn't like as consistent as I wanted to be.
What was your like, so obviously last year you didn't suit up. You were like a practice player. Now this year, obviously we're almost at the end of the season. And maybe you're not in the position that you would have thought you would have liked to be. But at the end of the day, like you still made the jump from not being on the team last year, like on the roster, or having a jersey, to now having a jersey and checking into what, 8-9 games. What was that like moment like when you first checked it? First time you got, maybe it was the scrimmages or like maybe it was Trinity was the first time. I think we both checked in. I think you hit a shot at the three that game too.
Or WestCon.
Do you think the speed of the game is like faster than you
thought it would be, or?
I feel like it was a little faster than I thought it would be, considering it was the first time I actually checked into a college game. So I was a little bit, I mean, I knew I could play out there. I was going to take advantage of any minutes that I got, but it was pretty fast. So then I had to like readjust. And I was really nervous. I always get nervous when we play basketball games. So yeah. It's just part of who I am.
You're like my twin for real.
Kind of. I was going to say, is like, have you ever struggled with confidence in the sense of like, you know you can play at the level that you're at, but the confidence, like the mental part of the game, is holding you back?
Yeah.
And how did you, have you overcome that? Or are you still
from an outside perspective? I would not expect that.
Neither would I, to be honest with you.
From you. Like from me, I know, like when I play, I feel like I get a little bit nervous, and maybe you'd be able to tell that from watching, from being on the court with me in like games. But from me being on the court with you, the last thing that I would think of is that you're nervous. I feel like you just come on the court and you're like, fuck it. If it touches my hand, that shit is staying in my hand for 0.5 seconds, mm-hmm. and that shit is hitting the bottom of the rim.
You have a very good poker face. And yeah. Like, that's why I was asking. It's like, I was assuming you probably didn't struggle with the confidence part. Because like the mental aspect of the game doesn't seem to affect you. Maybe it does. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, there's certain parts of the confidence. Like confidence shooting wise, like I know that I'm a really good shooter, so I'll keep shooting. And like it helps that my teammates are there backing me up. Like when I make shots, they're all like really excited for me, mm-hmm. happy for me, supporting me. So that helps keep my confidence up. Like mm-hmm. even if I miss a few, I know they still trust me to make more than I miss. Mm-hmm. So that helps me.
So like, where does the confidence lack for you? Is it in your defense? Is it in other areas, like dribbling? Is there other areas?
Yeah, it's probably in other areas like defense and dribbling, because mm-hmm. I know I'm not as good at them yet. Mm-hmm. So like people can get by me easier right now. I try to play my best defense. But
between the beginning of high school when you decided to try and become a college basketball player and now, where do you think the biggest areas are you've grown as a basketball player and even as a person?
So I feel like I've increased my speed. I was still pretty slow mm-hmm. back in high school, but also my shot, it was still good, but it's gotten like a lot better, quicker. Like one of my trainers a while ago, he tried to change my shot because I always shoot from the right side, mm-hmm. but even though I'm a lefty, mm-hmm. he tried to change it so I would shoot from the left side or like more in front of my face.
Yeah.
But like it just didn't end up sticking.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever plan on being a coach, or like once you're done with the game, you're done with the game?
I think once I'm done with the game, I'm done with the game.
Okay. So you don't plan on playing overseas? Like after this shit's done, it's over?
Yeah.
We were kind of talking about this before we started rolling cameras, but like basketball is more of like a, like you play basketball because you love the game and you love playing basketball, and it's more of like a hobby for you. Not like a Jokic type thing. Like we made a joke, but you love the game.
Yeah.
And do you think that like loose kind of like heavy love for the game, but like the loose attachment of it kind of helps you in situations?
So the game keeps me going, because like I hated putting in the work back then. I just like despised it. But now, like as I've grown older, got more mature, I feel like I've come to love the work, because you put in the work and you hate doing it, but then you perform really well in the game, and you see like what all of it has done for you, and you're just like, this is really working for me. I'm doing really well. Like it just makes you feel really good.
Looking back, is there things you wish you would have done differently before you got to college basketball that would have prepared you better?
I wish I would have been more disciplined and known and worked harder in my younger years, because I took it very relaxed. I didn't work as hard as I could have. I could have gotten in the weight room more, could have gotten more shots up, mm-hmm. and I could have obviously ate better, and I didn't do those things. But now like looking back on it, I realize if I'd done those things, I could have been way better than I am now.
One of the reasons I asked about like the coaching aspect things is like, have you been around high school basketball now that you're out of that scene? Like now you're a college basketball player?
I've gone to some games, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, are there some things that you can pick up on now that you're in college basketball, like mistakes players are making that you think you could help them avoid?
Yeah. Like certain playing, like not being in the right spot on defense, mm-hmm. not making the extra pass. Like those are things that like I've come to realize, like, you should make.
It's like the thing that we've talked about a lot on this podcast is like, once you leave high school basketball and you come back and look back, one of the things was like the ego and like the body language shit that I didn't see until afterwards when I was like watching kids, they shoot a shot and then like the ref would call something and he put his palms up. And like that for me is like a sticking point. It's like if I was going to be a coach and I saw a player that was like, he could be the best player in the world, but if he has shitty body language, I don't really need you on my team, because like you're just going to draw away from the chemistry that we could have as a team and be a winning program. And like in high school, you said your team was really good.
Yeah, we were.
Do you think that the difference between the high school team you had and the college basketball team that you're on right now is chemistry, or what are some key differences you think that there was between these two teams?
So a key difference is my high school team, we've been playing together since fifth grade. So everyone knew each other. Yeah. Everyone knew each other's strengths. Everyone had great chemistry because we had been friends for so long.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that made us really, really strong. Everyone knew, like, this person's going to come out, he's going to do this. This person's going to come out, he's going to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, one of my teammates, you knew he came off the bench like eighth. You knew, but you knew he was going to come out and play great defense, get like two or three charges a game.
Yeah.
And then there's one you knew he was going to come out, and he's going to get this many points. He's like, and he's gonna, or this one, he's going to get this many assists.
Mm-hmm. Their roles were very strictly defined.
Did any of those guys end up playing college? Or how many guys from that high school team, other than you, are at the next level right now?
A few could have, but they chose not to, so it's just me.
Really?
Yeah, which surprises me. But
I have a few things down here. What is it like living with Lucci? I have to know, bro. I gotta know.
Shout out Lucci.
Lucci's a G, but like he's also fucking crazy. He's also crazy, so I kind of gotta know what the daily life is like. What it's like living with Lucci, bro. I gotta put a picture of Lucci or something.
It's definitely a different experience.
How so?
Because he's just like a very social guy. Mm-hmm. Like, he's very out there, whereas I am not very much out there. I'm more of like, I kept my beat to myself guy. I keep myself like, I keep to myself. And Lucci is very out there. He's very like into other people.
Does he have like people in the room all the time and shit?
No, he's very respectful. Mm-hmm. He respects
everyone. I was about to say like, that's his like jovial.
Yeah, bro, like I could actually, I could definitely see, because knowing like, the things that I kind of know about you and knowing Lucci, like I could definitely see you two get into like a screaming match where you just tell each other to fuck off. Like I just, in my head when I see you two rooming, so I just imagine it's like I'm going to class, okay, fuck you, and then you leave the room.
No, we do it like every day, but it's all for fun. We know
there is screaming matches though.
Oh yeah, we have similar humor, so it's like we know if we're fucking around.
And like if you're both gaming, is it just war of controllers being smashed?
It was more me. Beginning, but now it's more Lucci. I've obviously become more calm.
Just being around Lucci has calmed you down.
Yeah.
Do you credit you smashing less controllers and being more calm to being roommates with Lucci?
I think I can credit them to him, yes.
Shout out Lucci.
Yeah. I want to have him on the podcast at some point too. Just a few names. But so what is your major?
Accounting.
Is that just I'm going to pick up accounting because I think it's going to be helpful, or you dead ass want to be an accountant?
So I took an accounting class my senior year.
High school?
And I felt like I could be pretty good at this, or I kind of enjoyed doing it. So,
is your dad an accountant?
No.
No. So after basketball's over, that's the plan. You just want to be an accountant and just vibe out and fucking enjoy life.
Yep.
Okay. What is your daily schedule right now revolving around basketball and non-basketball? And then I'm going to ask, what is your off-season schedule going to look like too?
So I basically get up early, which I hate, 8 a.m. for my classes. Mm-hmm. And then I just like go back to my room and rest after my classes are done. And occasionally I just get homework done in my free time, like just try and get everything out of the way. So I have like the rest of my week to do what I want. And then around noon, I usually get in the weight room with Adam and then maybe get shots up with like Ben later. So that's pretty much what I do for basketball. And then I go to practice, work. When I go to practice, I work hard to get the players who are playing ready for the games.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try my best, even though I'm not getting like, I'm getting like 1 minute a game. If I'm lucky, I'm still going to go in and work hard so that they're ready and they can like when I'm shooting their defense, like shooting the defense off the court, I'm like trying to expose like the weak points. So we know we have to improve here. We have to improve here.
And that comes back to the roles thing too. It's like the best teams, even though there's guys that aren't playing, they understand that the practices are built for them to get the other guys better. And that's your role right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's also fun. Like practice is also fun. Not to like interrupt you, but like you put in all this work, you'd be going to the weight room and practices are like your games. Like that's your time to show like, yo, I'm fucking Declan Lynch and I'm going to shoot 15 for 15 in practice, all step backs in your jaw because I'm here. And like, it's kind of like the, I guess you don't have that like gratification of your hard work yet. You don't have that gratification. You definitely had moments of in games, making shots and stuff like that, but you don't have that consistent gratification of your hard work paying off in the game. So like, that's really where you're seeing. And that's where like, that's like what's keeping me going is like, well, yeah, we're in the exact same position. Like when I go in, Declan goes in, when Declan goes in, I go in. We're fucking twins out here. But, and hopefully we could be going together in more meaningful minutes next year. Yeah. We shoot the fucking other team off the court. Mm-hmm. But like, that's also what's one of the things that's keeping me going is like, I put on all this work. Now let me do what I work on, or I'm working on shooting game shots in
before practice. Now, these are real reps with hands in my face actively not trying to let me score. So let me challenge myself in that way as well.
And post-practice, what does it look like for you?
So after practice, I pretty much go to the cafe and get something to eat. And then depending on like what people want to do, I either just hang out with the team, chill in my room with Lucci, play on the game, or I go back and lift with Ben if he's willing to.
Ben Bosnick?
Yeah.
Okay. Second lift in the day? You'd be lifting twice a day sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, this guy's serious. What games do you be playing?
Nothing.
What makes you smash controllers? What game is it that makes you smash controllers? I need to know.
So, Rocket League. I've never even played Rocket League.
What has happened to Rocket League that makes you turn around and just explode a PS5 controller off the ground?
Like, just I'm not very good at like.
The so then why play
video games? So
you don't play 2K or anything like that.
I play occasionally. Like if my friends are on, I'll get on that game.
Do you have the same jumper in 2K as you do in real life?
I'm better.
It's less consistent, probably.
It's less consistent in 2K. That is
less consistent. I wish I'd
killed him.
Like sometimes I'm like miss a shot in 2K. I'm like I would make this in real life. Like come on.
Yeah. Touch it real quick. Pause. Wow, super pause.
Jesus. I wish Declan watched me one of my best games of this season live
in 2K
in the room.
It was unbelievable. Just to say the least.
If I could play like my 2K player, I would be in the league. Like,
actually, isn't that the point?
Well, I mean, some people are bums, bro. Like one of someone who shout out Andon. Can't believe I'm shouting out Andon on the podcast. He fucking terrible. Like actually fucking
bro,
terrible.
Bro, the only 2K I ever played was 2K18, and I had a fucking 6'10 stretch four, and they did those wide ass step backs that nobody could guard.
And that's hard. This year they made shooting hard. Like you have to really know your jump shot. Yeah. And like at the beginning of the year, like one of my friends, like before I got, he's like, yo, like shooting's hard this year. Like if you shoot 45%, like that's really good. Like it was more like simulating real life in the sense of like nobody's shooting 80%. Like if you shoot 45%, like you're a knockdown shooter. And even like if I like my matchup on 2K is like shooting 45%, like I'll like, oh shit, I'll take that as a notice. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard.
Do smashing controllers help?
It's more of like an instant regret thing.
it's like punching the wall.
Like I get upset and then I do it and then I'm like, why did I do that?
Because
How many have you broken
on the air?
It's double digits.
It's gotta be like 15. It's gotta be a lot.
It can't be instant. It can't be
I'm not gonna like clown him though because like there's been some times.
Oh, I've considered it.
No, I
if it wasn't your console, there's a chance.
I remember I was sitting in my room and I was playing 2K20, but this was like probably like in 2022 because I didn't get into 2K. I was just playing all my friends started 20. I remember some absolute fucking bullshit happened and I was like, I like lost us the game in the park and I'm playing with one of my boys, Zach, shout out Zach. I go like this and I smashed my controller against like my shutters of my, on my window and like broke like a wooden shutter on my window. Mm-hmm. The controller was fine, but the shutter was broken.
There's moments in Fortnite, like if it wasn't your console.
Oh yeah, Chris, what do you call it? Chris be playing Fortnite on my PS4.
Some people just jump in your box and it makes no fucking sense.
Pause.
Why would you?
Super pause.
It doesn't make any sense.
Like, I can credit my brother with probably 8 of those controllers because he's just better than me in every way. And it's frustrating.
Older brother?
Younger.
Younger. Damn, brother. That's kind of rare, yeah, low key.
That's rough.
But you're better. You can hoop better than him though.
He's a better shooter than me.
Really?
What?
Where's he play?
He doesn't play.
Now, if you ran driveway one-on-ones with your little brother, you would not win?
Nah, 1v1s. I wipe the floor with him in 1v1s. I'm talking about like shooting game, like horse. He will
wipe the floor with you?
Yeah, like I'll have all my letters and he'll just have H.
How old is he?
He's a year younger than me, so he's 18.
Oh, so he's a freshman.
Yeah, okay.
He played in high school.
He played for a year. And then
Didn't like it?
And he didn't like the coaching staff. That was
oh, fuck.
They were.
So but he just has the gun.
Like he,
someone in the
like
the
he can.
Yeah, I guess like,
it's just insane because he doesn't play at all. He doesn't even like shoot the ball. Like he'll just walk out. I'll be like, "Yo, you want to play?" Walks outside, 10 warm-up shots, and he's like, "Gunning."
Does he shoot only from the right side? And he's a lefty.
He's a righty,
And he shoots only from the left side.
So he shoots from the right side.
Okay. No, my
he's
brother,
not weird like me.
My brother is like a extremely naturally gifted
golfer,
athlete in anything. Like he's like one of those guys that's like a jack of all trades, master of none, in the sense like you put him in any sport, football, soccer, basketball, hockey. I mean, he's a really good golfer, but we'll get into golf in a minute. But like if you watched us both shoot, you would think he's a college basketball player in the sense of his jump shot looks way prettier than mine. His jump shot kind of looks like TC's.
So incredibly hard to believe.
His jump shot kind of looks like TC's. listen, like, I'll probably make 7 or 8 out of 10, and he'll probably make 3, but his 3 would look a lot prettier than my 7. And I
thought you were about to say he's got all the weird sports, like he's insane at pool, golf, darts.
Everything. Sure. He's like a unreal. My brother would be, I don't want to say like an All-American Division 3 golfer, but like I try and get him to golf wherever. He could shoot like consistently under 80. Like he's a good golfer.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Declan knows that. You golf, right?
Yeah.
What do you shoot?
Occasionally, like if I get a 90, I'm happy.
Golf
like
is
95,
hard.
Golf is really hard.
Only time I played, I ripped over my hands and I've never done it since.
Like he's really good and he like wanted to go and play in college, but then now he's studying engineering and so that's kind of taking a precedent. But he's the type of guy, he's unreal at wake surfing because we wake surf at our cottage. That is
the weirdest talent to be good at.
I'm not bad, but like nothing comes to me easy. Nothing. Everything I have to fucking, I'm scratching and clawing to even be at the remotely same level as he is at anything. And he puts in no effort. But that's why he's not taking anything to the next level.
Have you ever smashed a golf club?
I will never do that.
It's too expensive?
It's too much, and like I care about them too much.
Oh, okay, so you're a serious golfer then.
I consider myself kind of serious.
Yeah. Do you go with the boys, or is like when you go, it's like, see, like I'm trying to shoot well. I'm like, we're being serious here.
So I go with the boys, and I try to have fun. We do a lot of 2v2 scrambles, okay. So I like try and put on for them, carry. Mm-hmm. But I play with my dad. I'm trying to play serious.
Because I have a buddy at home who's like dead serious at golf. He just bought all new clubs. Like his dad's been a golfer for like 30 years, and like he'll still get drunk. But like if they're playing, he's the guy who like he'll drive ahead and like leave us behind.
My uncle,
we're hammered, and he just doesn't want to play with us anymore.
I'm more like my dad in the sense of like my uncle is is an extremely naturally gifted athlete as well. He's more like my brother. My uncle could shoot he will not touch a golf club for an entire year and then shoot a 75, which is like, yeah, like he was really good basketball player, but like where we're from, like especially in like 1980s, like we weren't going to play college basketball from Canada.
And Wes Unseld.
Yeah, you weren't going to play college basketball from Canada, but he I would have him on my pickup team in any, what do you call it? In any
senior
competition.
Competition? Like
he used to have, so I, the first like encounter I had of basketball with like not people my age, I guess. You know how people say, yo, you go to the park and you play with the older guys, you get beaten up and shit. Mm-hmm. Like the only encounter I've had with that is my high school gym, my uncle and his buddies used to rent out. I started going and playing with them when I was in like 8th grade. And dude, you know, like when you play 2K and you start off like a 60 overall and like everything is so hard and like it's so hard to even get a bucket. It was literally like that. Like I felt like it was like, I had to work. If I had like 3 buckets, like I had to work so hard for every single bucket, and I was more talented than them. I'm better than them, but they're just like
grown men.
And it's just so hard for me to do anything.
Dude, I had the same thing. We had a men's league near my house and like I was probably,
Oh, wait. He would actively come down the court and shoot volleyball threes and cash. And he'll play once a week.
We have a men's league near my house and like I would go there. And that was like one of my first experiences outside of like high school basketball with like kids. And like there was a dude whose name's Pete and he's actively 73 years old. And he sent my shit into the stands. Fucking, I'd go up for a lift. 73? Bro, and he's moving. I promise you, like he might not give you work, but if in the post, I promise you couldn't guard him.
It's like Adam.
Yes, bro. Like you could not.
Adam has the meanest pump fake step.
Like, bro, if he catches
in the post, I'm on the pod. Actually, that's another person.
Bro, if he catches in the post, you're fucked. Yeah. Like he's gonna hit you with one of these, the old fake behind the back pass.
My uncle will like has the most broken body. But he'll be out of commission 6 months of the year. Come back in back to back days. Go 17 from 20 from 3 in an open gym, and then shoot a 75. Then go back to and then go to the ER because he broke his finger or something.
Bro,
like actually.
And also, this guy has the meanest fucking elbows. Like you'll be in the paint, you'll hit with one of these. Like, bro, I just don't want to guard.
It's crazy
you
how some people have like so much like natural talent. Like,
but I think this guy played overseas in Europe too. So like he's nice.
Okay. You left that part out.
Because I don't know if it's true or not. It's like, bro, he's like an ancient fucking legend. Like, I don't know anything about him.
But you left that
true.
Part out. You left
I don't
that
know if it's
out.
True, though.
So. I'd hope that when I'm 73, I'm going to be playing in fucking basketball. Nah, like he's killing kids. And then it's like, well, I played college basketball back in the day and I was good. It's not like regular ass 73-year-old
He
man.
Might be, but I don't know. He's got knee sleeves. Like he's going through it. But one of the things.
This is the most off topic we've
got. For sure, dude. But I'm going to bring it back. I think I have like 2 more questions here. And this is like a brand new one. I've never asked anybody else this. I just saw this on fucking somewhere. And I'm going to relay it to you. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
See, that's a good question.
Married, kids, drunk and alone in a fucking bar.
With Chris.
with me, who's not seen a woman in 15 years. Like, where do you see yourself?
So I hope to see myself like successful in my whatever field I'm in, mm-hmm. like marry kids, all that. Okay. And like still doing the things that I love. So going out golfing on the weekends, still like going to pick up because there's an adult league in the town that I live in, that yeah. I live in. So I occasionally go.
Just really hoping in 10 years.
Yeah, definitely.
The basketball is still going to be around.
It's still going to be around. It just will be more casual than mm-hmm. it is now.
Are there, this is my second last one, then we're going to ask the last one. Are there, I'm going to go with one lesson that you could give your kid if he wanted to go play college basketball that you learned on the way up here that you could help him like fast track that kind of stuff?
So just be disciplined and be, just can keep working hard. Like, because I was not that disciplined. Like, I would get bored so easily, get like on a trance on my phone and just like an hour would go by. I'm like,
I should have.
No, like I'm just at my house. Like I could have gone outside and got an hour of shots up. Like I wasn't disciplined enough to go do that. Mm-hmm. So if I had like to say one thing, I'd just say like be more disciplined, put down like the phone and stuff, go outside, get shots up. If you want to be great, this is stuff you got to do.
I think I call it wraps right there.
Yeah, we should wrap it up. You have to ask him the question of.
Oh shit! Whose question is this?
Tajay's, right?
I think it's who inspires you. We have two, actually. I lied. Who is your inspiration?
So my inspiration is definitely my mom and my dad. But if I had to choose one, I'd probably be my dad. Because he just, he's comes from a family of five. So he's, and he's like the youngest, I think, I want to say. Yeah.
Five kids or five people?
Five siblings. And he's just worked hard like all his life. And he's like worked hard to give me, my mom, my brother, like the best life we can have. Like. Mm-hmm. So he supports us really well. My mom, she raised us. So she like, I think she thinks she did just an okay job. I think she did a great job.
I think she did a great job. Miss Lynch, that's how you pronounce your last name? Yeah. I think you did a great job.
And then the other one, which I'm pretty sure is Tajay's, how do you handle adversity and what advice do you have for handling it? So maybe like in the mindset of like, you're not on the court yet. You're on the, you don't have a jersey yet. Like the shit that's going through your mind when that shit's happening.
So how I handle adversity would probably be like, I just like think like that I can, I just like keep trying to keep my self-confidence up. Like I just tell my, keep telling myself like, I can do this. I can do this. Like I can perform at this level and I will be better than you. Like, cause people usually sleep on me. Like they see a skinny white kid come in and they'll be like, oh, he's like light work. But then I just shoot the lights out of the gym and I leave with the win.
So the last question we kind of ask our guests before we wrap it up is, what's one piece of advice you'd give to your younger self?
I just ran around to be more disciplined and working harder because I was not that disciplined and I did not work that hard. I just got fortunate that my shot just happens to be the way it is. And like this program needs the shooting. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much.
Be disciplined, kids.
Work hard. And maybe work hard, maybe someday you'll shoot like Declan Lynch and fucking open runs.
That's all I do. Say. You don't want, you just got to do, that's what it is at the end of the day. It's just doing shit you don't want to do and sacrificing now to be better off in the future. We'll leave you guys with that. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you guys next week.